Now we're learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the last line. Omar Rav Yosef, Lo Lichloit Inosh Terei Chiti B'Hadei Adadi. A person should not scorch with hot water two chitim at a time. Dilma Oz L'Chodo, maybe two chitim will get attached to each other. One chita will go over Yosef with Tzir D'Chavir, get stuck in the crack of the other wheat, piece of wheat. And the water, the pouring of the water, won't hit all four sides at once. It'll just hit one side and roll to the other side because it's stuck somewhere else. Because the only time it doesn't become chametz when you pour boiling hot water on, only if it's a direct hit. It's like an irui, a direct hit, pouring boiling hot water straight on it. But if it rolls off, it might come to chametz. So a person, if he's doing this, should not do two at a time. He should either separate them or do one at a time, and therefore won't come to chametz. Amar Abaya, another memra. Lelichrich inish, even when you're roasting the kernels, you shouldn't roast it, terei shavu b'hadidah. You shouldn't roast two kernels, one on top of each other. Why not? There's no water here. Dilma nafik maya mahay vala idach. Maybe a little, these chitim have a little liquid in it. And when you roast it, maybe a little liquid will drip out of it, and it'll go into the other one. Vastechimus will come to mechametz, the other piece of wheat. Omale Rava, if you're worried about the little liquid of the wheat making a chametz, fill a chad anami. Even when you roast one, maybe while you're roasting it, some of juice from one end will go to the other end. So forget about two, even one you should be worried about, if that's the problem. Yachi fill a chad anami, don't know if like my ratio, while the ratio, the other end will swallow it. Elama Rava may perish the new. The reason why not choshesh that is that the juice coming out of chita is not water; it's mei peris. Or mei peris and machmitzim. And like we learned before, mei peris and not machmitzim. And again, this is another raya. We've spoken about this Rashi and Taisus a few blot ago. According to Taisus, mei peris, any juice from peris are not machmitz at all. And there's a steer in the Gemara that was going because there was some water added. But Rashi learned that just the difference was if it's karas or if it's alav. It's a little bit shver. Was mei peris and machmitzim mean? So some say maybe holds the gabaya. Al-Kaponim, but here the Gemara's mashma, may peris is not machmitz at all. And that's Rava's Tainam. And then by two chitim, may peris not machmitz at all. V'hoda be Abaya mahi maisa, Abaya was choyzer from this chshah. She wasn't worried about some of the chitim dripping water, you know, juice into the other chitim. He wasn't worried about that anymore. V'hoda be Abaya mahi. The chol agav medlayu le mechamtsi. Anytime it's set up in a way where it's dripping off, it does not become chametz. Toma Abaya, hay chatzva davshina. You are roasting a whole barrel, it's like a jug of kernels. So schifa shari is kifa asa. Schifa shari means that it's tilted towards its mouth, that anything that gets roasted, any juice that's there will drip out, then it's fine, Zakabaya, because it's dripping out. Zakifa, if it stood up, if the jug is stood up regularly and that's how you're roasting it, it's asa because all the juice will settle on the bottom and the chito will sit in the juice. But anything at the time it falls off, there's no problem. So if I was chayzer held, now the mice, when you roast two things, not a problem because the juice drips off. Rava amar fill skif nami shari. Why? Because may peris in repair, may peris in mechmitzim. Mice Rava argues with the mice and Abaya and he holds may peris in mechmitzim. And Abaya sounds like he argues with that halacha. So again, some rishonim said, he prays shua. That's what Achronim said, prays shua learns the Rashi. The Rashi holds, we pass the Abaya. That may peris could be machmitzim. Who should pass like Rava in this case? May pass like Abaya. So that's the discussion. But Pashut Pshat, like most Rishonim, is that may peris a machmitzim. When you pass like Rava, that by may peris is not machmitz. Tanur Rabbanan. Ein loisis. And they used to soak the chitim or barley, any grains, all year round. They used to soak it in order to make it easier to remove the bran and the chaff. It was easier if it was soft, it got soaked. The law is on Pesach, ain't loisim sa'irim Pesach. On Pesach, you should not soak the sa'irim. Because you're worried that if you soak it, it'll become chametz. From law says, if you did it. So then it depends. Nisbaku, if the sa'irim are cracked now, asuros. So that's a raya that it's that makes it be machmetz quickly. So if it's cracked, then it's going to be, looks like it's become chametz. Loinis baku, but if it didn't crack open, that means nothing really happened. The water didn't have effect on it. Then mutaris. Then the loch is it's mutim. So you could tell, even though you soaked in the water, you could tell if it had effect on the kernel. If it's cracked, it's aser. If it's not cracked, it's mutim. Rav Yosi Eimer, You have a itza. Even if it's cracked, shayram v'chaymitz, v'chaymitz tzayim sam. You have a itza. You stick it into vinegar, and the vinegar will hold it back from coming chametz. Omer Shmuel e'elok Rabbi Yosi. Shmuel said, we don't pass Rabbi Yosi, and you cannot use chaymitz to, if you see it's blowing up, you can't use chaymitz in order to stop the chametz process. It seems like that when it cracks, it's a raya that it's getting bigger. Because it's getting bigger, it can't hold itself, so it's cracking. That's the raya. Nisbaku is raya, it's getting bloated. It's getting bloated with water. So Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi, okay, it's not getting bloated, put it into vinegar, that will stop. It'll stop the chit beginning becoming chametz. But Shmuel says, don't pass it, Rav Yosi. Omro chistam ma'okvo, lo nisbaku mamish. It doesn't have to be mamish that you see it has a crack in it. El kosh ilu manich api chavis. Just any type of kernel that's soft enough that you put it on top of a barrel of wine, and from the smell of the wine, maybe mispakas maleim would crack. That's soft enough, and that's a problem of becoming chametz because it's too soft, it's too wet. Shmuel am nispaku mamish, it has to be mamish nispaku. Avat Shmuel of davaduro debay bachashu nispaku mamish. Shmuel taka had a maisa halacha lemaisa, he passed like himself. That's water. Someone was soaked the seirim in water, and he's passing that as long as didn't mamish crack, it's not awesome. Taka is a fear of that lemaisa. Omar Rabba, bal nefesh lo yiltas. Rabba said, remember, it's a bal nefesh, which according to Rashi means a chassid, and there's an exegesis here, Shirei Shemayim, Achar al Nafshoy. So a chassid, a bal nefesh, says lo yiltas, he should not lo yiltas, he shouldn't soak his kernels. Great thing, Omar, my area bal nefesh, you're saying dafka bal nefesh, like a chassid? It's a price. It says you shouldn't do it. You should not soak Seren Pesach. This is what the Gemara means. Bal nefesh, afil achitim deshriri lo yiltos. Our price is just said about barley. You shouldn't soak. The Rabbah, that bal nefesh, even chitim, which are hard chitim, you also should not soak. You would think maybe chitim, since they're hard, they're not going to become chametz. Kamash v'lon, bal nefesh doesn't even do that. Omalei, Sir Rav Nachman said, Omar Rav Nachman, Man Tzayis Lei La'Abba. Who's going to listen to Abba? Abba is Rabba. He's calling Rabba his Rebbe Abba, Lashon Kavod. He said, who's ever going to listen to Abba? And Ochol Nahaba, the Pusha, they're going to eat bread, spoiled bread, literally as it means, which means they're going to eat bread that doesn't have fine flour. If you don't soak it, there's no way you're getting at the bread, and you're going to have like bread that doesn't taste good. She says, who's going to ever listen to you not to soak it? We want nice bread. The Beir Avuna Lassi, Rav Huna used to soak it. The Beir Rava of Avon Lassi, they used to soak it. Then in the house of Rav Avon they soaked it. In the house of Rav Huna they soaked it. So no one's going to listen to you. The Rav Amar, by the way, in Halacha we pass, you shouldn't soak either one, Lemaisa. That's why we pass in Shulchan Aruch, because there's different Mandi Amram here, and therefore we're not also not sure what's the sparkle, what's not the sparkle, and therefore you should not soak it in any case. But Rav Amar also Lutas. Rav said, there'll be a few different installments of Rav here in the same Halacha, but the first Rav said, also Lutas. You are not allowed to soak any Sa'irim or Chitim. That's what it sounds like. Also Lutas. Elohad Tanya, Eloy Sarim Pesach, Smashma, Sa'irim Udloy, Hochiti Sa'ashari. So Rav is saying you can't be soak anything. And the Brisa says, Dafka Sa'irim I can't soak, but Chitim, but wheat, you could soak. Loyim Boye Kama. So if Rava holds also lotos and everything, he'll learn the brisa like this. It's the saying loy boy kama, loy boy chitim. It's possible you don't need a brisa of chitim. Kim ispe tzire, since chitim have like little cracks and wedges and all, different water gets in. Avasari, but barley, the sheet that's smooth, ema shapadam, maybe allowed to soak it. Kamash v'lon, even barley you can't soak. That's how Rava will learn this brisa. Let's feed this version of Rava right now that he holds. That's also lotos even chitim. I had a brisa as mashu sairim. Because Sarim is a chiddush, even though it's smooth, still it's awesome. Hada Amar Rava. Afterwards, Rava said, "No, mutal tais." He changed. He says, "You're allowed to soak the chitim. You're mutal tais." The time learned in the brisa. Yoytzim past the kiyev adra. It says in the brisa. We learned this a few days ago that yoytza on Pesach with matzah that comes from fine flour or adra or coarse flour. V'ef shenekiyev l'lasisa, you can't have fine flour without the lasisa, without soaking it to get all the bran out. So it's the Rav said it's arriving at that price that you are yoytze pasakiyev must be it's mutalotas. It's very popular. The Rava, Rapapa has a kasha. Rava says, "Akimchim va'asaltois." It says that the kimchim va'asaltois, which is it says kemach and selos. Kemach is usually the coarse flour, and selos is fine flour. It says akimchim va'asaltois anachrim shal kfarim tahrim. In the small towns, it's tahar, even though the goyim made it and goyim are tamei. The reason is because we assume we did not put the flour into water at all. We didn't put the kernels into water yet because they didn't soak it. And if there's no water, there's no hechsho tumma. In order for something to become a kaval tumma, in order for food to be able to become tumma, it has to get wet. But they didn't make it wet in the small kvarim. So krachim, in the bigger cities, they used to be soaked, used to do it with water, and therefore it's a kaval tumma, it's hechsher, therefore it's tumayim. The kvarim, my time, they didn't soak it. And still, what does it say in this braisa? Hakimchim v'hasalsis. So you see, they had silas in the small kvarim, even though there was no water. There's no lassi. Because Karli is silas. Like, Mar Tergma, Hakimchim. He said, you know what? We will put it on we're going to say that it's going back on Kemach, not on silas. Basta the Nafik. After that's what Rava answered. Basta Nafik, after Rava left, Rav Papa said, I could have better cash on him. On my time, I could have asked him from a different place. The loch is, you don't soak them. And still, the Karla is Silas. And still, the Torah calls it Silas. So that would be a good kasha on Rav. You can't say it's going on Kemach, it says call Silas. You could have asked the kasha on Rav. But Maisi didn't. After the Rav said even more, not only is it mutter to be soaked, came a mitzvah. Adam Rav, a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to soak it. I guess a hidden mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. We'll see more. He's going to prove it from the din of Shemer. But it was mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to soak the chitim. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, "V'shemartem es ha-matzos." You have to watch the matzos that shouldn't become chametz. The pasuk is "V'shemartem es ha-matzos." Watch them very good. Shmura matzos. You should watch the matzos. See, lav de boy l'sisa. If not that it needed to be soaked, Shemer l'mai. Which type of Shemer we're talking about? Is Shemer delisha? If it means Shimur after you knead the dough, which would mean when I'm like making the chalas. Shimur the lisha, lav shimur. That's not called a shimur. What's the raya? The Gemara's being a raya, it's not called shimur. The Gemara's being a raya because it's halacha that we learned this the other day that shmirah l'shem matzah's mitzvah is ma'akev v'di'avad. It's not, if you don't have a shmirah l'shem mitzvah, it's not a kosher matzah. Now, if shmirah was after it was dough, and now I'm watching it shouldn't come chametz, so Gemara is going to prove that that's not called a shmir, because then even a guy's dough should be good. That's the Gemara, that's we'll see inside. The Amar Rav Huna, but seka shel nachrim, let's say you buy a dough from a guy. Odom malik kreis behem, you're allowed to eat it on Pesach, because it's not chametz, but it's not going to be yetzer mitzvah matzah, because it wasn't shomer l'shem mitzvah matzah. Uvavash, yoich gazayis matzah b'achorinah. Make sure at the end of the Seder, eat a gazayis matzah. Like Rashi explains, Ikim mitzvahs matzahs together with the Karm Pesach. When you eat the Karm Pesach, at the end of the Seder, right? Because the Eim Avti Ma'achar Avakim, it's before. So Ba'achroina, make sure you eat the Kzayis matzah. Ba'achroina in, B'rishoyin Eloi, you're not Yoitza with the first matzahs. You're not Yoitza with the matzahs of the Goy. You're not Yoitza with the matzahs with the matzah from the Goy. My timer. Because it was not washed Hashem Mitzvah's matzah. Now, what's the problem? I bought the dough from the guy. Now, while I'm making it, I'm braiding it, I'm rolling it out, I'm doing whatever I have to do with it. So, let's do Shema right there. That's when Shema starts, right? There's no Shema by Lassisa. Shema starts right there. Relay, belay, Shema fear me'elech. Make a Shema right now. Elav Shema mino, Shema mekarbino. The Shema starts earlier, and it must be you are soaking it. It must be you are soaking it. Because if not, what are you doing Shemer? What's the Shemer beginning for? So it must be the Shemer starts earlier. It must be a soaking. It's coming chametz, and therefore you have to watch. It shouldn't come chametz. So the Gemara Mamai, maybe there's no lasisa. Why do you have to watch it from before you are rolling it out? Mamai, Dimashani Hasam, in the Nachas Hashemer level of Shemer. When you're actually making the dough, the time of Shemer also. How do you make dough? You take water, put it into the flour, and you mix it. And that time, it needed Shemer. That time was by the guy. But if you would make the flour yourself, how can I have a shimer lisha have a shimer? It would be a good shimer, the shimer lisha. So Rav is not shavig raya. Vafilo hachi lehada beirav. Rava still did not with a chayzer, and the raya is the amal lehu lehana the mahafchi kipi. He used to tell the people who used to make the bundles of wheat ki mahafchi su. When you are making your bundles, hafichu l'shem mitzvah, du l'shem mitzvah, because it needs shimer even then. Alma kesava shimer mikara metchilasa atzayf bina. You see, even need shimer at that time. So Frey Taisvis, if you need shimer at that time, even when you're cutting the wheat that shouldn't get wet and you're making bundles, so what would be the raya that you need l'sisa? You see, even need shimer v'shas making the bundles. Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis here, the last Taisvis on Daf Mem Al, says M'tayma, kimi sviru the bayi shimer v'shas hipoch. If not that you made it wet while it was kernels, then they would not need shimer from beginning to end. It's only because there is something going on with water from beginning, that's why they didn't shimer by beginning. And the Gemara ends off with one more thing. His mother used to do the cutting for him, and he used to cut it for him and put it into these little bowls so to watch them, it should not become chametz. And this is called Shimur Mishas Ktsira, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch brings down the halachas of Shmur Matzah. It says, Me'ika din Shmur Matzah is from the Tchina Ve'elech, or from Lish Ve'elech. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, that's a mitzvah Mufkar, even Mishas Ktsira Ve'elech. Mishbura adds it on, I don't have a farm in Shulchan Aruch or Mishbura, but there's an Indian to watch it from Ktsira Ve'elech, and it comes from this Gemara when he's by Shmur Matzah means, a lot of times means it was Shamur Miksir Ve'elech, because there's a certain point where it's not a Shmur Matzah, it's like Ma'akev. There's a certain point where from Lisha Ve'elech, their Shmira is Ma'akev, convoy in this Gemara. That's why by guys, B'teik is not good. But even before that, where it's a Shaila Rava, that's an extra mitzvah of Mufcha, even to make Ksir Ve'elech, to make a Shmira, to make Shmura Matzah.